This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Police in North Dakota continue to search for 22-year-old college student Drew Shodin. The young woman was apparently abducted from a mall parking lot last month. Earlier today, an NPR story featured Alan Shodin speaking directly to his missing daughter.
Honey, we're still looking for you. We know you're there. And our strength is drawn off of you. We have the strength and wherewithal to be out there. We're going to continue to be there, honey. We're going to find you.
Authorities in neighboring Minnesota arrested a convicted rapist, Alfonso Rodriguez Jr., on related kidnapping charges. Rodriguez is now in jail in North Dakota. News stories have described Rodriguez, who was released from prison just a few months ago, as a level 3 sex offender. We asked Slate's Andy Bowers for an explainer on what exactly level 3 means.
The three-tiered system for designating sex offenders in the U.S. is relatively new. It's rooted in the community notification laws enacted across the country since 1990. These statutes, often called Megan's Laws after a young rape and murder victim, require that residents be notified when a released sex criminal moves into their neighborhood. The levels are used to predict the risk that any particular ex-con will reoffend. Level 1 refers to a person authorities believe is relatively low risk. For example, someone whose crime was nonviolent and who had no prior history of sex crimes might be designated level 1. A level 2 offender poses a moderate risk to the community. Examples of this level include a rapist who authorities believe might threaten a particular group of people or a limited geographic area. The highest risk level is 3. These are ex-cons who authorities believe, based on their history and the nature of their previous crimes, still pose a serious risk to the public. This was the designation given to Alfonso Rodriguez. The practice of assigning levels began in Washington State, which passed the first such notification law in 1990. Who decides an offender's risk level varies from state to state. In Washington, county sheriffs have the final say. But the process is not unlike the actuarial assessments of risk used by insurance agents. This system has also generated its own new verb. Authorities sometimes refer to an ex-con who's been given a risk rating as having been leveled.
That's Andy Bowers. He's a Slate senior editor. And thanks to Roxanne Lieb of the Washington State Institute for Public Policy for research help.